Just to talk a little bit broadly about African Rainbow Capital itself. So we talked, we had that launch. You identified a number of legs to the group, financial services, including banking, now property. Yes. Just give us an update on the general progress of the strategic vision that you gave us last year in terms of putting those legs together. Yeah. And then perhaps in the future, does a leg stand on its own in terms of perhaps a listing on the JSE, like this property fund, for instance?
So our initial thing was to build a really black empowered diversified financial services firm, obviously off the back of the big base of Sanlam that we have, where we don't want to compete with Sanlam, but if that doesn't mean that we won't go into asset management or insurance, but we'll rather do it in conjunction with Sanlam. But you're right, there were different building blocks like banking, like asset management, insurance, property, even health, other financial services, maybe even distribution. And then we had one area which we kind of like loosely called private equity. And even though I believe private equity is a very good business model, I don't like it for various reasons. The private equity is the part where we believe that we would bring in outside money as well. Outside money in private equity is always more difficult than listed. And secondly, private equity, usually between 5 and 10 years, you have to sell out to give investors their money back.
Right.
Maybe not a good time, etc. So that whole portion where we talked about private equity, which is wider or broader than just financial services, we are now quite far down the line in setting up a permanent capital vehicle, which will house most, if not all, of our non-financial services businesses.
Okay.
At the moment, we've bought those businesses like an Afrimat, like an EOH, etc., within African Rainbow Capital. But at the time that we do this permanent capital vehicle, we will just flip them into the permanent capital vehicle, obviously at market prices or even very good prices for the other persons coming in. And for that, we're going to raise capital out in the market.
Okay, well. Perpetual capital, and we're talking about a listing,
exactly.
Public money.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to hold...
that vehicle has to ensure that it remains empowered, because the investee companies, where we get our discounts and where we say that we're permanent capital for them as well, it's because we're empowerment companies. So if we bring in outside money, we will still have to ensure that the vehicle is a black-controlled vehicle.
Okay, so so it would be a subsidiary of ARC?
Yes, so we will have a substantial stake and put our money into this vehicle, but for the other part, we will raise outside funds as well. So the public and pension funds and asset managers will have an opportunity to invest in our venture and investment trust that we're going forward with.
Okay, and this will be specifically for non-financial service companies that you own a majority stake in?
Very, very good question. Yes, it will be, but this vehicle will also have a stake in the financial services company. We'll have a holding company for the financial services, because we reckon that if people want to buy in that for us and the proposition that we bring, they're going to say, but why can't we have a stake of your financial services too?
Right.
But we want to keep the financial services separate with a stake in it, because that's where we can actually build a more cohesive business. Business that can leverage off one another, that there are synergies, etc. Whereas the others may be so diverse, it's just like an investment trust with very good investments. With the financial services one, there could be more of an operational side eventually to it, as we build the business in terms of distribution, in terms of the leverage and off one another, etc.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, what we might see in the near future is an investment holding company listed on the JSE.
Yes.
Majority owned by an empowerment partner.
Exactly.
And in turn, that would own majority stake in a financial services vehicle, which would not just be investments, it could actually be an operational business, as well as this private, non-financial services investment vehicle that you're going to create.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to, could you give us any idea when we could expect an announcement around this?
Yeah, we're working on the structures now. You know, I think if I were a betting man, I would say third quarter this year, end of third quarter this year.
Okay.
For the listing in
Of this investment holding company or the private...
Investment holding company.
Investment holding company. And one last question. I think the flavor I got from the launch of African Rainbow Capital last year was that you were going to look at quite a lot of stuff on the continent. Today, it seemed very disciplined around investments in South Africa.
Yeah.
Has there been more clarity on what the group wants to do from that point of view?
Now, Warren, we have no doubt that we want to go into Africa as well. The Trees wants to go into Africa. That is, they've got a whole network of people that want to invest with him in Africa. We were so overwhelmed with the approaches and the opportunities in South Africa, and we've just pushed the Africa initiative a little bit on the back burner.
Okay.
So Patrice pushes us all the time to bring that forward, and we will do that, but the opportunities in South Africa are just so vast that we said, listen, we want to make a success of this. And this is really where we have a huge competitive advantage as well. You know, empowerment doesn't count in Africa. But there are other benefits that we have in Africa. But in South Africa, the competitive advantage is of such a nature that we said, let's first exploit this or leverage this and then go into Africa.
Great. Yeah. I think we'll leave it there, Johan. That was very interesting. We look forward to that announcement later on this year.
Thank you very much.
That was Jan van der Merwe, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Rainbow African Rainbow Capital.